It's still December. My name is Sal van der Bel and welcome to another episode of Sal's Plays Podcast. So like in the last episode, we are going to talk today again about Apple, but this time about security. It's no secret that our IT infrastructure of Sal's Plays is running on Apple devices. But are Apple devices safer than Windows?
Dit is Sal's Plays Podcast. Meer nieuws, diepgang en onverklaarbare zaken.
Are you wondering whether you need antivirus software to protect your Mac? Now, macOS is more secure than Windows, but you'd be wise to look carefully at your security options because Macs can get viruses. I'm gonna explain why you probably need antivirus software for your Mac and what to do if you think you have a virus. But do Macs get viruses? Do Macs need antivirus software? Well, the answer isn't as simple as it may seem. In this episode, we look at the dangers faced by Mac users and the pros and cons of using Mac antivirus software. But we also explore how secure Macs are in comparison to Windows PCs. And the Mac has historically been considered to be safe and secure for a number of reasons. But in recent years, that has shifted considerably. As the popularity of the Mac grows and viruses and malware become more advanced, the Mac has become more of a target than it has been in the past. A report by Malwarebytes in March 2018 suggested that Mac malware grew by 270% in 2017. In previous years, Mac users were less vulnerable to malware because there were far more PCs and therefore PCs were a more lucrative target. On the whole, Macs have remained pretty secure. This is partly thanks to the fact that the Mac operating system is Unix-based and Unix offers a number of built-in security features. In addition, Apple itself has included a number of security measures that make attacking a Mac particularly challenging. This includes Gatekeeper, which blocks software that hasn't been digitally approved by Apple from running on your Mac without your agreement. However, with increased interest in the Mac from point of view of malware distributors, are the inbuilt protection enough? Or should you install antivirus software on your Mac? Or is it too late and are you already infected by a virus on your Mac? Find out how to tell if you have a virus on your Mac. From August 2018, Mac autofixers started popping up on Macs in the form of suspicious pop-ups that suggested users should install the software to protect their Macs.
This is Sal's Plays Podcast.
Rather than being useful software, this were just means to get people to part with money. In May 2018, crypto miner app MS Helper was targeting macOS. Infected users noticed their fans spinning particularly fast and their Macs running hotter than usual, an indication that the background process was hogging resources. You can expect such cryptocurrency miners to become more and more prevalent. Back in February 2018, we were threatened by a variant of adware that was infected Macs via a fake Adobe Flash Player installer. Intego identifies it as the OS X Slayer malware, while Malwarebytes referred it to as CrossRider. The Flake Flash Player, which you would have to pick up from a BitTorrent site, according to Intego, installs various apps on your Macs, including a Chum Search Safari extension, Advanced Mac Cleaner, My Shop Coupon Plus, Media Downloader, and My Mac Updater. The best way to protect yourself from these threats is not to allow the installation of third-party software unless it's from the App Store or identified developers, as per the security and privacy settings that you can access in System Preferences, Security and Privacy, General. If you were to install something from an unknown developer, Apple would warn you to check its authenticity.
This is Sal's Plays Podcast.
But how Apple protects your Mac from malware? Now, Apple goes to great lengths to protect you from malware by making it almost impossible for you to download it in the first place. The company has a built anti-malware protection into macOS. For example, before you can open a file, your Mac will check it against a list of malware. And even if there's no reason for concern, It will not allow you to open an application from a developer that it hasn't already approved. The Mac's malware scanning tool, XProtect, works invisibly and automatically in the background and requires no user configuration. Apple has a list of malicious applications that it checks against when you open downloaded application. Updates happen invisibly too. This is similar to having antivirus software from another software developer running on your Mac, with the bonus of being written into the operating system and therefore it doesn't hamper the speed of your Mac. If you download and try to open files contaminated with malware, you may see an explicit warning that the files will damage your computer, along with a reference to type of malware. You should delete the file immediately. In addition, macOS blocks downloaded software that hasn't been digitally signed, a process in which Apple approves the developer, and this leads to the familiar error message when you try to use or install unsigned software. This app can be opened because it is from an unidentified developer. The system at work here is called Gatekeeper and can be controlled via the Security and Privacy section of System Preferences. In Security and Privacy, select the General tab and choose from the options underneath Allow Applications Downloaded From. The options include App Store or App Store and Identified Developers. There used to be an option to disable the feature by choosing anywhere, but this option is no longer available. This doesn't mean you can't open apps that haven't been approved by Apple though. It just means that you will have to tweak some settings in order to do so. Setting this option to App Store and Identify Developers is the best plan. All software downloaded via the App Store is signed, so you'll only see Gatekeeper warnings with a minority of apps you've downloaded manually. You can bypass its protection when needed, assuming you're sure an app or installation package is safe. Just hold down the control, then click it and select open. This will mark it as being trusted. Software that is approved by Apple is also sandboxed, which means apps do only what they're intended to do. App sandboxing isolates apps from the critical system components of your Mac, your data, and your other apps, so they shouldn't be able to access anything that could allow them to do any damage. There's also anti-phishing technology in Safari that will detect fraudulent websites. It will disable the page and display an alert warning you if you visit a suspect website. You'll also notice that plugins such as Adobe Flash Player, Silverlight, QuickTime and Oracle Java won't run if they aren't updated to the latest version, another way of ensuring your Mac is safe. In addition to Gatekeeper, which should keep malware off your Mac, Valve will too make sure your data is safe and secure by encrypting it.
Dit is Sal's Place Podcast. Met Sal van der Bijl.
In macOS Mojave, there are some new security features. The first one is the strong password suggestions that will appear in Safari when you open an account on a website. Now, this strong password will be saved in your iCloud keychain so that you won't have to remember it. It's a lot safer than using the same password you always use. Safari can also automatically insert codes received via SMS into the appropriate fields on a website. Safari will also limit fingerprinting, which is a way a website can recognize you based on the information advertisers have about you. Fingerprinting enables advertisers to target ads at you. In Safari 12, intelligent tracking protection stops cookies following you around the web. There are also new permissions dialogues that will appear whenever software is attempting to control your Mac or access a particular function, for example the camera or a microphone. It is similar to how things work on iOS. Additionally, if you have a 2018 MacBook Air, 2018 MacBook Pro or an iMac Pro, the T2 chip will handle various security features, including Touch ID. But how does Apple respond to security threats? Despite the security measures Apple has in place from time to time, there are threats to the Mac. Apple has its own security research team, but it depends on users and independent researchers to help by reporting any flaws they find in Apple products. To this end, Apple has an incentive program that rewards such discoveries with payments up to $200,000 depending on the seriousness of the flaw. but it was the last major tech company to set up such a scheme. Microsoft set up its own bug reporting incentive program in 2013, and it was itself criticized at the time for leaving it so late. On August 2016, Apple security boss Ivan Krstic announced the Apple Security Bounty Program. "We have had great help from researchers in improving iOS security all along," Krstic said. "But we've heard pretty consistently that it's getting increasingly difficult to find some of those most critical types of security vulnerabilities. So the Apple Security Bounty Program is going to reward researchers who actually share critical vulnerabilities with Apple. The top reward is, as I said, $200,000 given to those who discover vulnerabilities in Apple Secure Boot firmware components. For less critical flaws, the bounties drop through a series of smaller figures to a bottom tier of $25,000. Now, we imagine most Mac users will be pleased to hear that Apple has an incentive program to encourage more widespread reporting of its vulnerabilities. Incentivizing security researchers to let Apple know about a flaw instead of passing it on to hackers, which may still sadly be more lucrative, makes Apple products safer for everyone. One such flaw was the High Sierra root bug discovered on 28th of November 2017. This flaw in macOS 10.13 could allow access to settings on a Mac without the need for a password. Apple immediately issued a statement of confirming that it was working on a fix, and an update was anticipated to be issued within days. And why you should keep macOS up to date? Now, on the basis that Apple addresses flaws and vulnerabilities with the Mac by issuing updates to the Mac operating system, it is important to keep your Mac up to date. We advise checking regularly for OS updates remains a key part of a sound security strategy. However, sometimes, albeit rarely, a software update can lead to vulnerabilities, such as the High Sierra root bug mentioned before. You can set your Mac to automatically update as soon as a new version of the operating system is made available. Open System Preferences. Click on Software Update. Tick the box beside Automatically Keep My Mac Up to Date, or click on Advanced and choose from Automatically. Check for updates, download new updates when available, install macOS updates, and install app updates from the App Store. The most common question we always hear is antivirus software necessary for a Mac? People see that SolSplace is running on an infrastructure of only Apple devices and only Apple software. And yeah, that's the most common question I get. Is antivirus software necessary for a Mac? Now, as I've explained, it's certainly not an essential requirement to install antivirus software on your Mac. Apple does a pretty good job of keeping on top of vulnerabilities and exploits, and the updates to the macOS that will protect your Mac will be pushed out over auto-update very quickly. However, sometimes Apple doesn't respond as quickly as Mac users might hope. In that case, there are some free antivirus apps that might give you some peace of mind. In the Netherlands, the antivirus software the most people install is from F-Secure, because people get that for free from their own ISP. But the best antivirus, I think, is Intego. Intego antivirus for Mac. Because that program is only made for the Mac. They have no Windows equivalent. But beware that due to the fact that people are so concerned about malware threats on the Mac, there have been cases of malware actually disguising itself as an antivirus app. Most recently, Mac Autofixer pop-up have appeared suggesting that software needs to be installed at a high price. This is similar to another fake antivirus app called Mac Defender, which has been doing the rounds for some time. Another Mac antivirus company that is often thought of as unscrupulous is MacKeeper. There are various reports that suggest it is a scam, or at worst, malware. However, according to reports, MacKeeper is not a scam. But unfortunately, its aggressive advertising leads many to believe that it is. And perhaps it is unfortunately named too similar to the fake antivirus app like Mac Defender. There are also complaints that it is difficult to uninstall. But how to tell when your Mac is infected? Now, look out for the following signs that your Mac has been infected with malware. Aggressive web page banners and browser pop-ups recommending software. Web page text is turning into hyperlinks. Programs appearing that you haven't authorized. The Mac crashes, the Mac runs hot, and the Mac speeds up for no reason. If you think something suspicious is happening, open Activity Monitor and click on the CPU tab. Check what software is running, especially if something is hogging a lot of resources. There are some other ways to protect your Mac from malware. Along with keeping your Mac operating system up to date, we advise you to do the following. Don't connect to public Wi-Fi networks. Beware of connecting to a public Wi-Fi network, as there may be someone spying who could gain access to your passwords and other private information, or you could have your session hijacked. Snoopers can set up their own Wi-Fi hotspot, pretending to be your hotel or coffee shop. Then once you have connected, they can grab any data you send over it. In the past, there have been flaws detected in the OS that could allow access to your Mac, such as the SSL error in an earlier version of Mac OS X. That meant it was possible for a hacker to access your machine if you were using public Wi-Fi. Keep Java and Flash up to date on your Mac. Vulnerabilities with Java and Flash have highlighted the fact that there are cross-platform threats that even Mac users need to be aware of. Apple blocks Java and Flash by default, leaving it to the user to decide whether to install those tools. From time to time, you will discover that Flash video and adverts disappear from your browser, and that Java-based tools stop working. If that happens, you will need to install the latest version of those apps. And speaking of Flash and Java, be careful where you download updates from. Avoid falling foul of phishing emails. Protect yourself from phishing attacks. Not responding to emails that require you to enter a password or install anything. You could also use free software such as BlockBlock or XFence, formerly Little Flocker, install. That way, even if you were to carry out the steps to launch the malware, it wouldn't be able to write files or mark itself as launching on startup. And don't fall for Facebook scams. Facebook scams are usually designed to harvest data about the most gullible people. So if it seems like it might be good to be true, it probably is, and you'd be wise not to share it on Facebook. At best, you might just look silly and those scammers will start to target you with more scams. At worst, scammers can access your personal data and that of those you share their posts with. So don't click on a link just because a friend shared it. And definitely don't give out your personal data on Facebook. I hope I helped you a little bit further with Mac and security. And tomorrow we have just a regular episode of Sol's Place Podcast with the news. The mainstream media don't want you to know. Thank you for listening today. My name is Sol van der Bel. And have a wonderful day.
Tot zover Sol's Place Podcast. Volgende week meer. Kijk voor het laatste nieuws op salsplace.nl.